Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
This is News Radio 105.9 WBBM's All Local. Listen and subscribe for Chicago's most up-to-date news each weekday morning and afternoon. Now from the WBBM newsroom, these are the most important news stories from the Chicago area.
Our top local story on WBBM, the mayor of South Suburban Dalton has been under fire for months now, facing a slew of allegations, including misspending village funds and covering up a sexual assault. A new lawsuit alleges Tiffany Henyard improperly denied a barbershop a business license. WBBM's Carolina Garibay with the details.
Longtime South Suburbs barber Tyrone Isom Jr. is suing Dalton Mayor Tiffany Henyard in the village of Dalton for denying his two business license applications for no justifiable reason. The lawsuit claims Isom did everything he was asked of the village but was given the runaround. The complaint alleges that the mayor has a policy of choosing and denying applicants for financial and political reasons. Carolina Garibay, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
The family of Dexter Reed plans to hold a news conference this morning to announce they are filing a federal lawsuit stemming from the fatal shooting of Reed by Chicago police last month. The suit names the officers involved in Reed's death as well as the Chicago Police Department. Police have said they were conducting a traffic stop in the 3800 block of Ferdinand in the Humboldt Park neighborhood for a seatbelt violation. The Civilian Office of Police Accountability says Reed fired the first shot at officers before they returned fire.
Chicago police are trying to identify a burglary crew attempting to steal ATMs.
Police put out a community alert with images of the suspects wearing black hoodies and masks. They say the three have been involved in six incidents over the past several weeks. They've targeted businesses during and after hours. Most have occurred on the northwest side. Mike Krauser, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
Some Democrats on Capitol Hill are blasting the Postal Service for yet another increase in the price of stamps.
Forever stamps will soon cost 73 cents. In a letter to the U.S. Postal Service Board of Governors, veteran Congress members Dick Durbin and Tammy Duckworth and other Democrats are calling for a change at the top. Duckworth and Durbin say Congress passed bipartisan legislation in 2022 that saved the Postal Service nearly $60 billion, but it continues to bleed money and deliver poor service under GOP Postmaster General Louis DeJoy. They say under his plan, USPS mail volume has dropped dramatically, losing 11 billion pieces of mail and reporting a net loss of $6.5 billion last year. Keith Johnson, 105.9 WBBM.
A citywide career fair will be held tomorrow at Malcolm X College.
The CTA is partnering with the City of Chicago, City Colleges of Chicago, the State of Illinois, and other organizations who will be ready to hire employees in a variety of positions with competitive wages and benefits. The career fair at Malcolm X is from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. Roger Plummer, News Radio, 1059 WBBM.
Representatives of the Chicago Bears will be joined by City of Chicago officials and others at a news conference today announcing plans for a new lakefront stadium. A statement says the publicly owned enclosed stadium will be built on the museum campus along with additional green and open space with access to the lakefront. The announcement is scheduled to be made at noon.
Natasha Bedingfield, one of the performers taking part in this year's Chicago Pride Fest. The 23rd annual festival returns to the North Halsted area this year. It'll be held on June 22nd and 23rd, the weekend before the city's 53rd annual Pride Parade. The festival will feature more than 40 performers across three stages. A suburban county's top prosecutor says he's dropping out of this fall's election.
In an unexpected move, McHenry County State's Attorney Patrick Kennelly announced he's out of the 2024 race for State's Attorney and will end his term on November 30th. He said in a statement, after taking stock of life's immediate challenges, he cannot commit to undertaking four more years with the same vigor. Kennelly won the Republican primary election last month after running unopposed. He was first elected as State's Attorney in 2016. Mallory Vorbroker, News Radio 105.9 WBBM.
A group that monitors foot traffic in the Loop says the number of people downtown on the weekends is now higher than before the pandemic. The Chicago Loop Alliance says the average weekend pedestrian activity on State Street is at 107% of 2019 levels. But during the work week, foot traffic is about 91% of pre-pandemic figures. The group also says downtown hotel occupancy rates are still at only 51%, and the retail vacancy rate is a record high, 30%.
All Local is a production of News Radio 105.9 WBBM, Chicago's news, traffic, and weather station. Please like and subscribe to this podcast on the Odyssey app to continue receiving up-to-date news and information.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.